2NURFM 103.7, Amanda McCreed for your morning. And I'm joined by Dr. Courtney Barnes from the University of Newcastle, who's conducting a study on social media use. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problems. Can you tell us what the study's about and the types of participants you're looking for?
Yeah, sure. So I guess our study is all around evaluating the social media ban that's coming into place on the 10th of December. And we're really looking for parents as well as their teenagers aged 12 to 17 at the time of the ban starts to help us, I guess, do some surveys to see if the ban is effective in what it's after, which is reducing social media use, and also to see if it improves things like mental health, sleep and overall well-being amongst adolescents as well.
So I was going to ask you what inspired the study, but it sounds like maybe it was the social media ban.
Yeah. It's definitely all, I guess, off the back of the social media ban that's coming in. We know it's quite a contentious issue, and it's such a new thing that's been proposed. Nothing like this has been done before in the world. So it is quite a new realm for everyone to be in. So we're really hoping that this study provides some insight in terms of if bans like this are effective, what works, what doesn't, and if there's any unexpected issues or benefits that pop up from it. So we know that social media is such a big part of teenagers' lives these days. Like, they spend hours a day across multiple social media platforms. We know it is quite a big component for youth. And it does have some benefits. You know, it helps them stay connected with their friends, find supportive communities. But we know there's also that flip side as well, which is what the Australian government is worried about. The research that is coming out about the heavy social media use and what that can do for youth wellbeing. So we're really, I guess, hoping to see if we can grab some information about this ban and how it works with adolescents as well as their parents.
So why is it important that both parents and adolescents participate together, and what does the process involve?
So we know that the parents are really that supportive unit amongst the family. We really want to gather that family perspective about how parents support and manage social media use within their households. So we are really keen to hear what parents have to say and how they think the ban has impacted their adolescents' social media use, and if the way they monitor social media use has changed as a result of the ban. So that's why we're quite keen to talk to parents as well as their teenager. So we're hoping that they conduct a survey or they complete a survey before the ban comes into effect on the 10th of December, as well as afterwards, so about 3 months after the ban starts, and then longer term, so 12 months as well, just so we can see if there has been those shifts in social media use, as well as those really important well-being outcomes as well, to see if there has been a change in things like sleep or anxiety or mood or how they feel connected with others. So we're hoping to gather information about that at all those three time points to see if there's been any changes because of the ban.
What do you expect to find?
Well, I think we are expecting to see, I guess, social media use to drop off at that 3 months, so immediately after the ban comes into effect. But I guess we are quite keen to see if teenagers just find ways around the ban, and, you know, they're not going to be in trouble for answering these surveys. But I guess we're keen to see if social media use changes, if it shifts the type of platforms they use that have or haven't been included in the ban. And we're also, I guess, hoping to see that those wellbeing outcomes also improve as well. There's so little that is known about bans like this. So I guess the hope is, from a public health perspective, that it does have those improvements in wellbeing amongst teens. But we just don't know that yet because of, you know, of how new this type of ban is.
Well, teenagers can be pretty resourceful and when finding ways around things. But hopefully it kind of makes them, you know, get out and about more and spend more time with friends rather than being online all the time.
Yeah, that's it. And we know, like, it definitely has resulted in reduced physical activity and getting out of the house because, you know, they are on their phones a lot, and that's how they stay connected compared to, I guess, how it was, you know, 20 to 30 years ago, you know, with outside playing with friends and not having access to a smartphone. Like, the world has definitely changed. So hopefully we do see that shift, and, you know, it does result in kids being more active and kind of getting out a little bit more. So I guess the time will tell with the impact and how effective this ban will be.
Well, fingers crossed. For families wanting to sign up or find out more, where should they go?
So you can visit our website, which is the socialmediaandwellbeingstudy.com. We've also filled out the form to be connected on the radio show, the community event.
Yes.
So they can also find us there. But, yeah, our website, www.socialmediaandwellbeingstudy.com, is where they'll find out a lot more about the study.
Wonderful. And where's the study being conducted?
So it's all across Australia. So we are based in Newcastle, so obviously have a pretty Newcastle-heavy presence, but anyone across Australia can participate.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Dr. Courtney Barnes, good luck with the Social Media and Wellbeing Study, and thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much for your time.
No problems. If you'd like more information on the study, you can head to our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.